Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name's Lorena and this is The Pooch. We're on episode 41 and I am very excited. Today's the eve of my 37th birthday and I thought what I would talk about today was me now. Let's just talk about me. No, but really I feel like I want to go into my 38th year, so I'm turning 37. I guess having reflected on the person that I've become, the person that I am now, and more specifically me as a mum of two kids and how it has changed me. I feel like it's changed me in big ways, the difference between my first kid to my second, and also how I'm getting around certain challenges. I'll talk about that in a second. But so let's get into it straight away. I feel like when I had my first child, it made huge differences to my life. To my lifestyle, I think it definitely jolted me in terms of how much can really change after you have a child. Definitely in ways I didn't expect, you know, the lack of freedom, lack of independence. Obviously, there's all the nice stuff that comes with having a baby as well, but it's very much, you know, I think the jolting comes from just not realizing how time consuming, expensive, you know, how much lack of sleep you get when you have a baby, all those things that you kind of experience first time round. Second time round, obviously those challenges or that jolting doesn't happen because you know what you're going into. It's just more of it, I guess. But there are elements of me or aspects of my experience having had a second kid that I didn't expect. I think it's changed me in massive ways. And I can't imagine myself, you know, what I'd be like if I had three or more kids, because the changes that I've made, I think, are good changes. It's helped me to become a person that I probably need to be, or maybe vice versa. Maybe I need to be this person because I have two kids. I don't know. I have to warn you, I'm also feeling a little bit wired right now. I am in full-on action mode. I've had I don't know how many coffees. Yes, I'm a breastfeeding mum. Please don't come at me. I have timed them carefully, so just everything's okay. But in line of what I'm about to say, I'm feeling a little bit wired. I am much less tolerant of time wasting. I've said it in many episodes before. I have been diagnosed with ADHD. I'm not going to be using this as my little like, oh, I'm different. No, it's just a thing, right? It's just a thing I've had it my whole life. Now it's got a name. So it's always been me, but I'm a very different person now that I've had two kids. And I'm not saying it's as a result of having ADHD. I can just kind of put some reasoning to some of the things that I have had struggles with. But more than ever, I am now so much less tolerant of time wasting. And I think it's because I have become the most practical version of me that I know. Shit needs to get done and it needs to get done properly. And it's all with humongous amounts of love for my kids, for my husband. It's just a different me. I'm not kind of riding the waves as much as I used to and seeing how the day goes. I'm not organized by any stretch. Please don't imagine me. I'm currently sitting amongst mess and I need to sort it out and I need to sort it out soon. I'm just saying I'm so much more practical both in my thinking and in my behavior than I ever was before, because I need to look after my family and I have a role to play. My role is very much determined by the fact that I have two kids and we need to operate in a certain way and I need to pull my shit together to make things work. And there doesn't really seem to be an alternative to that, because then shit would fall apart really, and we just don't have the time for that. I mentioned last week that I've learned that, you know, happiness is not always the goal. in any given situation. You know, ultimately what we want is to operate smoothly and hopefully calmly. But to make everybody happy cannot possibly work, because sometimes we all want different things. And I'm kind of in my too bad, so sad era. It sounds awful, but I'm just like, we as a family, we need to operate as a well-oiled machine. We cannot function in the days of, you know, a rusty, dusty coffee machine that's splatting milk everywhere and sometimes makes a good coffee. It doesn't matter. We have to operate as a well-oiled machine because we have, or I have, or my husband and I have the responsibility and the duty to make four people's lives good, not just us as individuals and not just with one precious little baby. Now we have a full-fledged four-person family and it just can't function that way anymore. So sometimes the new version of mum, which is, well, tough, whether you like it or not, we have to operate this way, means that it's not happiness that's always the goal. And like I said, ultimately we want calm and we want content, and if we're happy, great, that's a bonus. Ultimately we're going to have a happy life, but we can't just be, you know, letting things be dictated by what's going to work for us in the moment when we need to be thinking about the big picture. Another change that I'm finding in myself is that I feel less upset about the things that I miss out on doing. I don't want to describe myself in the past as having been selfish. I think I did struggle in hindsight. Now I realize that I did struggle when I had my first baby in letting go of certain aspects of my kind of daily life activity. So, you know, I would get really upset and frustrated if I couldn't calmly look at something that I wanted to look at the shops, or sit and have a coffee and have a really nice, calm conversation. Because they're all the things that I used to be able to do, and they're all things that make me happy and bring me, I guess, a sense of tranquility. And with my first baby, I think it, again, it jolted me that I wasn't able to do those things, but I was really pushing against the grain to try and be able to make sure that I'd still find ways to enjoy the things that I enjoy to do. So I should be able to have a tidy house. I should be able to sit and have a conversation when I'm having a coffee. I should have moments where if I want to look at something or read ingredients on a box of something when I'm at the supermarket, or, you know, go shopping for a nice dress because I've got a wedding coming up or whatever, I should be able to do those things calmly. And in my mind, I kind of felt like, I'm going to make those possibilities happen for myself. Now I feel like with two kids, what was maybe possible, maybe on the horizon for me before, is just not possible. So I just feel less upset about missing out on those things. I've too much to do otherwise, and I feel like I just accept that this is just not my time. And I love the concept of thinking about my life in seasons. It's really become a bit of a part of me where I can let go of the stuff that I can't do now. And I don't just assume, well, it's all in the past and I'll never be able to live it again. It's kind of like, it's not for right now. So the thinking in seasons I love because it describes me now, but it doesn't mean that I miss out on things that I've always loved to do in my future. It's just that it's not for me right now. So one thing about me is that I have never really read a lot. ADHD, maybe that's the thing, but I've never really read a lot. But one book that I did read that really, really has stood out to me, and I find myself quoting it constantly in my life, is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. If you haven't read it, please go read it. It's excellent, and I feel like it really allows you to put a lot into perspective. So again, if you haven't read it, please go and do so. I strongly, strongly recommend. But one of the biggest takeaways for me, without spoiling the book, is that, you know, it does talk about this concept of you've got a certain number of fucks to give, and, you know, depending on what's going on in your life at the time is where you'll invest that time or energy, or where you'll put your fucks, in other words. And I feel like I've got so much on right now, and I'm not implying that people with one kid don't have a lot on. Please don't get me wrong. When I started this podcast, I only had one kid, and I felt completely flat out. But there's a little bit of a difference, I guess, in me personally, in my personal experience, that I have so much on at the moment that, or so much that I have to be concerned about, and that comes, you know, also with having a humongous mental load at the moment, that I have enough places to put on my fuck. So I'm not really as concerned with what I'm missing out on as I was before I had two kids. I feel like right now I feel a little bit like I'm just not bothered as much. If I miss out on doing something, if I wanted to buy a new outfit because I'm going out this weekend, or I've got something on, or I've got an event on, but I wasn't able to, that stuff used to upset me. I used to feel like, you know, now that I'm a mum, I don't get to enjoy the pleasures in life of getting dressed up and having, and now I'm just like kind of tough shit, Lorena. It is what it is. And I move on. And I feel like I move on from things a little bit faster than I used to. I don't know if this makes sense. And again, this is not me saying two kids is harder than one. I honestly feel like I struggled going from no kids to one kid much more than I have going from one kid to two kids, because it's like all the jolting that you go through, like I said, is not a whole new level of jolting. It's like that and more, and, you know, more of what I've already experienced. So I'm not implying that it's harder. Obviously, two humans are more work than one human, but the change in you as a mum, the change in you as a person, your experience shift doesn't necessarily mean that life is harder with two kids. So please, if you've got one kid, I was once a person with one kid. Anyone who's got more than one kid was also a person at one point with one kid, and you know that it is not nice to hear, oh, two kids are hard, or wait till you've got two kids, and that is not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying right now, I'm so freaking flat out that I just don't feel like I have enough energy or attention span or bandwidth to be concerned about the things that I was before that used to upset me. I have become immensely practical. I feel like practicality is like the new me. I say shit straight to the point. I don't faff around. When something needs to get done, I just pick it up and do it. And it's a version of me that I've not really known before. So right now, like, non-negotiables are just non-negotiables. But the fun thing about that is that this includes the things that I need to feel good about myself and to operate at my best. So when I say my day doesn't function well unless I start the day with a shower, that shower now becomes a must. It's not a nice to have anymore. It's not like, oh, I'm struggling with a newborn and, you know, it's really hard for me to get a shower in. Everyone's busy. I'm like, no. That's a non-negotiable. I don't have more time at my hands. I just somehow have found a way to make the time. So too bad if I have to have a shower with a full audience, which I often do. Too bad if I have to, you know, say to my husband, I love you if you're listening, but too bad if I have to say, hey, sorry, I'm going to jump in the shower. I need to have a shower before you leave. You're going to have to stop what you're doing, or you're going to have to hold off. It needs to get done, because I just feel like my non-negotiables have become so rigid just because I'm so much more practical and I want my day to run smoothly that it's just a non-negotiable. Same goes for working on my goals and doing the things that I need to do for myself. So this podcast obviously is something that I have really, really wanted to work on. And I got a little bit kind of like, it's not something that I want to do if I've got time. I'm making time and I'm going to make it work, because this is something that I need to work for me. This is something that I really want to do. So again, a non-negotiable. I'm so much more practical now. You know, if someone offers me help, I'll take it. If no one offers me help, I'll ask. And that is such a different version of me to you. Listen, if you listen to episodes from when I first had my daughter, my first baby, it was like, I'm struggling to ask for help. I don't know how to ask for help. Now I'm just like, if I need your help, I'll ask you. If you can't do it, fantastic. Just be a straight shooter with me. I'll be a straight shooter with you. I just don't have the time to do otherwise. It is such a, like, I'm hearing myself talking now and it's like a different person talking. It's mind blowing. So here's the thing. I have a new fire within me. I don't know if it's some kind of postpartum euphoria, which is a little bit concerning, but I'm feeling insanely driven to work on the stuff that I need to. I'm feeling very practical. I'm finding solutions. You know, I just said before that I'm not a reader. I have grabbed the book Atomic Habits and I'm plowing through it and I'm absorbing it, which is like, what the hell? I've never absorbed a book in my life because like I said, I'm a non-reader. I have struggled with my attention span forever. Suddenly now, with kids around me, I'm able to read a book and take it in. So not sure what's going on there. It's all good stuff. But again, I feel like I have this fire within me that is completely driven, but this comes at a cost, because with being so driven and just I want to get shit done, I'm also limited in my freedom. So I have found immense frustration. So that is, I guess, the underside to this whole situation of this new me, new practical me, new kind of driven me, that because I'm limited in my time, limited in what I can do, because I now do have two kids, I'm finding myself immensely frustrated. And that frustration for me kind of feels a little bit exciting, and in a very, very weird way. I feel like because I am finding this level of frustration, I'm also coming up with, again, practical solutions to the fact that I don't have the freedom that I could. You know, the funny thing is, I'm sure we all have this experience. When I had all my time to myself, when I had no kids, when I wasn't married, when I had no mortgage, when I was just like me on my own living my best life, I felt like I had no time. I felt like I was like, oh, I wish if I had more time, I'd get fit and healthy. If I had more time, I'd work on this. And I was just like going to school. Like it just, it's so funny that you kind of do with what you have. And sometimes it feels like the more limited you are, the more you're able to achieve, because time is not like this endless hole that you feel like you can just, I don't know, sit back and it'll present itself to you. Now I'm just like, you have to find that time. It's not offered to me on a plate anymore. So I think with this frustration that I'm feeling because I have limited freedom, I'm coming up with more practical solutions to the stuff that I've always wanted to achieve, annoyed at my old self for not having done them, but also so driven that I feel like this is what I want to share with you, some of the things that I'm, I guess, working out.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In the postpartum experience, and I've gone through it twice now, I have experienced this moment twice, and I don't know if it resonates, but let's see. You wake up one day and find the need for discipline and structure. That's when you feel this huge amount of frustration. So I have gone through probably the first six or so months of my postpartum this time around, having my son, you know. I was frustrated because I wasn't losing weight quickly enough. I was frustrated because I felt like I didn't, obviously I didn't have the time to myself to do anything, but I let it go, and I would let things pile up, and I, you know, I'm, and that is how it should be. Like, I'm not saying here, you know, silly old postpartum me. No, shit should be piling up around you because you are a recovering mum. You are recovering from labor. You, or however you had your baby. I had an emergency cesarean. You are recovering from pregnancy. Your attention is fully on your baby. So shit should be falling apart around you. If it's not, there's something abnormal. Or you've got enough people around you to, you know, keep running the show while you fully attend, you know, focus your attention on your baby. So this is not me here saying, oh, finally got my act together. No. My act was where it should be. But there did come a time very recently where I was like, right, now I need structure, now I need discipline, and now I'm frustrated because I don't have the freedom to operate in a way that I think I need to for myself and for my family. That's when I had like my little moment of like, right, I'm now at the tail end of not postpartum. I feel like the postpartum journey lasts a long, long time, but I'm at the tail end of me having to solely focus on a baby. Now I'm me focusing on me and my family as a whole unit. So within this limitation, I have found a few kind of ways of doing things and ways of thinking that I find help me immensely to tackle the things that I want to do in a way that I've never done them before. So the first is really trying to get more exercise in my day. When I had no kids, I was like waiting for the ideal opportunity to do exercise in a dream way. My favorite thing to do is to do reformer Pilates in a studio. That is so far from my reality right now. I may occasionally be able to, you know, if I had someone watching my kids. Right, honestly, too much preparation. Honestly, CBF. Like, I cannot be bothered to organize for someone to mind my kids, organize to get to the Pilates. Like, right here, right now, that is not within my season of life. My daughter's now going to preschool. It's a little bit more realistic, but right here, right now, it's not the most practical for me. Plus, even if I were to work towards that, I need something daily. I need my daily life to have injections of exercise and fitness and movement, and I'm walking heaps and I'm doing all that stuff, but I'm burning for it to get to the next level. So what I found works really, really well, I said this in a recent YouTube video as well, that I'm already in activewear, and I hate that I'm in activewear all the time, but that's just life. I'm already feeling gross. That's just how it is. I'm cleaning, I'm cooking, I'm changing nappies, I'm playing at the park with my kids. Like, that's my life now. So since I'm already in that mode, I am finding that it's so much more practical instead of waiting for the opportunity to go off and do exercise by myself, which I still do when my husband's available and I can sneak out and go to the gym in our complex. But what I'm finding very useful, my son's awake. Hang on a second. So once again, my co-host has woken from his nap and you may hear him in the background. Anyway, what I'm doing to get workouts into my day, I'm rambling, but I have found YouTube clips, and I will put like a 15-minute glute workout on YouTube. I'm finding YouTubers that don't really have kind of too much preamble. Like, I like to switch it on and the workout just starts. And I think if I do sometimes two or even three of those in a day, like, I'm getting a really good glute workout, let's say, and maybe I'll do legs and arms or shoulders or whatever. And I think, you know, 45 minutes, half an hour to 45 minutes a day of really focused exercise amongst all the walking that I'm doing with my kids is going to serve me much better, much more than waiting for the opportunity to go to a Pilates reformer class. Like, that's kind of my season right now. And I've had this realization lately that excuses and reasons are the same thing, right? So my reason to not do exercise, or my excuse not to do exercise, just doesn't work for me. My body just doesn't give a flying fuck about my excuse not to do exercise. If I love doing reformer Pilates, but I don't have the time, my body's not going to be like, oh yeah, you know, fair enough. You've got to. My body doesn't care. My body's just like, get your shit together, do a form of exercise, get healthy. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. And so I'm finding that, you know, within this kind of current season of mine where I am able to focus a bit more attention on myself, or maybe it's just I'm ready for that, I'm finding that injecting these, you know, 10-15 minute workouts throughout the day, since I'm already in activewear, is what's really serving me the most. The next thing that I think is really useful to think about is taking, if you can have an opportunity to take a break, take the break you need as soon as you can. Don't kind of put it off because having a break is self-care. I put something recently, I think it was on TikTok, and I was like, I'm really struggling because I've just put my daughter in preschool and I don't know how to, I'm feeling like this immense pressure to be super productive. And someone said, you know, resting is productive. You need to rest because you need to recharge your batteries. And I was like, yep. Absolutely spot on. You need to take the break you need as soon as you can, because being burnt out, it's like you're just being inefficient. You're working smarter, not harder, by actually giving yourself a rest. So even if you schedule it in, like literally go, tomorrow morning I'm not doing any laundry, tomorrow morning I'm not cleaning, I'm actually going to, even if it's with my kid, I'm going to chuck them in the pram and we're going to go do something that I need. Or I've got someone available to help me out with the kids, or I'm going to sneak out while my husband's still getting ready for work and do something for me. And I'm not going to wait till burnout hits, because I feel like burnout is so much harder to recover from. And I say burnout because I feel like we all have that kind of level of exhaustion that it's just like, I have my batteries are on empty. Try and keep your batteries full as much as you can. Not everyone is lucky enough, I know, to have people around to help. Not everyone is lucky enough to be able to fully recharge their batteries, but you need to do what you can and you need to prioritize that above everything else. So I have mentioned this before. I am mostly alone with my kids 7 days a week from morning until very late at night. I do get help from my parents. My husband, obviously, he lives with us, but he works every day. And I do spend a lot of time trying to work things out myself. So, and I think that has taught me that I have to prioritize filling my cup or recharging my batteries as much as I can. So the moment I get the opportunity to, I'm now taking it, as opposed to waiting until I'm really desperate for a break and on the verge of, you know, snapping, which is not healthy for anyone. Another thing that I'm learning to do is to literally, like I said, I'm a lot more practical now. So if I need to go for a walk, if I feel the need to do some exercise and I need to go for a walk, it becomes a non-negotiable because it's good for me. So I'm getting better at going, once again, husband, if you're listening, I love you, but I'm getting better at going, here you go, I need to go and do this. And we have to work as a team. I'm getting better at taking what I need instead of waiting for someone to offer it to me, because unfortunately people don't think to offer it to you. I personally know, because people have said it to me, I can be quite stoic and I can seem to be coping with things maybe better than I should be, or I can also be a little bit proud to say I'm really struggling. I also don't like the sense of, like, me personally, I'm not a fan of feeling like I can't give just a little bit more. Like, I never feel like I've hit the absolute bottom of the barrel. Like, it's very rare for me to say I can't just do a little bit more. But that's been problematic for me, because I really push myself to actually desperately needing a break, desperately needing to do something, whether it's just go for a 10-minute walk. So now I'm just like, needs to be done proactively, not after the fact, not once I'm tired. So sometimes I have to go, here you go, off, I'm off. Like, I need to sort my stuff out. This thing is super practical, I feel, but I think it's something that you need if there's anything that you want to be working on of your own, a podcast, a blog, work, anything that requires you to sit behind a computer, have your desk. Set up your desk. If you're going to be the one that's at home most of the time, have your space. Like, find a spot, whether it's a corner of your dining table or whatever it is, but set it up for yourself so that when you've got a chance to do it, when you've got a chance to do what you need to do, you there's no,
hey, you all right?
There's no setup, because that's what I feel like has taken me from being practical in the past, or having like this goal or something that I wanted to do, to it kind of falling behind because, you know, I've got cleaning to do and I've got stuff to do, and when I've got time, then I'll set myself up and it just doesn't work. My co-host clearly has plenty to say right now. I think he's a little bit hungry. So I'm going to finish up soon. But I just have to say, like, have your desk, have your space, set yourself up for success, have systems that work for you. This is what I'm finding now in my new practical, you know, era of life. It's a way that, like, I'm finding – is helping me work on my own goals. And I think these systems are things that I would have had in the past before having kids. They're the things that got neglected, which is how I've been able to put my stuff last. And by my stuff, which is now our stuff as a family, it can't be last anymore. So again, another non-negotiable is just having my desk, having my space, having my things set up so that if I want to record a podcast and I've got the freedom to, my son is napping and my daughter's in preschool, for example, I just sit down and start. I don't muck around and waste time. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It is a little bit of a mishmash of, you know, new me, me with two kids, and also some practical useful tips. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the last day you're going to hear from me as a 36-year-old. I can't believe I'm 37. I am still calling that mid-30s. I don't care what you say. My sister reckons I'm in my late 30s. Whatever. She can, whatever. Mid-30s. I'm in my mid-30s for another year. Then I'll accept late 30s. Once again, I'm here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.